Okay, Sunday, 12/21/25. I believe this is going to be a benchmark meeting this morning. And as I progress, I think you will see it. The Lord already started talking to us earlier in the week. And this is called 2026, the Year of Reformation. This is the year that many hearts will turn back to God. We're going to read Hebrews chapter 9. It's about Reformation. Starting with verse 1. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded in the tables of the covenant. And over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, but that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats, with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. In other words, what was natural is now becoming spiritual. For Christ has not entered into a holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Not yet that he should offer himself often as a high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this a judgment, so Christ was once suffered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. The word reformation means to straighten thoroughly, rectification, specifically messianic restoration. Here's what rectification is: the act of correcting something or making something right. That's what's happening in our nation. After decades and decades and decades, thousands of years, of God's people being treated wrongfully, God is now making it right. Now I want to go over to Micah, just to read a few verses there. This is from Micah 4. This is talking about the mountain of the Lord, the millennial reign. But in the last days shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. And it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk, every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. That's where we're headed. Now I would like to read to you the list of rectification President Trump is implementing this coming year. A lot of people think, well, nothing's happening, and if it doesn't happen the way they think, in a churchy way or whatever, they don't think anything's happening. But what they don't understand, God uses men to execute his plan. President Trump's actions and policies in 2025. President Trump has undertaken various executive actions and policy initiatives since his return to office in January 2025. These include withdrawing the United States from the World Health Organization, the WHO, the one that tried to push COVID on all of us, and international environmental agreements granting pardons for offenses related to the events of January 6, 2021. All these people were falsely accused, framed, and implementing measures to secure borders and realign the refugee admissions program. In other words, coming in right. That's what reformation is about, doing it the right way. Other actions aim to address economic concerns, such as the cost of living crisis and inflation, with initiatives like a hiring freeze and a regulatory freeze pending review. He has also focused on ending the weaponization of the federal government, restoring freedom of speech. I looked at something yesterday. It was a young man, and he was talking about the Bible and talking about bringing the children back to learning the ways of God. And I wanted to go on his site because I was very impressed. He has all kinds of books that he's written, and he teaches his own children. And YouTube censored him. You couldn't even get to the link. Restoring freedom of speech. Sources indicate that Trump's administration aims to reduce the size and scope of the federal government. Yay. Through these actions. In 2025, President Trump signed 221 executive orders. Some notable executive orders including declaring national emergencies on immigration and energy, and in order to reclassify marijuana for a schedule, and this is a medical thing, medical marijuana. Appointees. This aligns with a broader goal of Project 2025 to diminish federal workforce independence and enhance executive power. Trump also signed an executive order establishing a national design studio within the executive office of the president to improve usability and aesthetics of federal websites and physical properties, and issue an executive order aimed at promoting innovation in AI by developing systems free from ideological bias. In other words, you're not censored. I was taken down off of YouTube. President Trump's policy agenda also includes reauthorizing individual tax cuts from the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which are set to expire in 2025, and reducing the corporate tax rate. He has also announced a plan to send 1,776 bonus checks or dollar bonus checks to military members, funded by tariffs. In terms of health care, his administration's approach has been gleaned from requests for information on consumer privacy and from previous attempts of health care reform. Other initiatives include withdrawing from the Paris Climate Treaty. That was a bad thing. An official policy stating there are only two genders. Some reports also detail a campaign of retribution targeting hundreds of people, organizations, and institutions since he took office. They're putting back in the workplace. There's just two genders, male and female. We don't ascribe to your whatever. You'll either come into line with that or you go work somewhere else, and you won't be discriminated against because of it and taxed or whatever and prosecuted because of it, okay? All right, I've read that one already, I think. Okay, that's just a few things. There's hundreds and probably thousands of things that he's done. Advancing plans to throw the greatest birthday party in American history. Today, President Donald J. Trump launched the year-long Great American State Fair in celebration of America's 250th birthday. The Great American State Fair will begin in Iowa and travel to state fairs across the country. The celebration will culminate with a festival on the National Mall in 2026. In July 2026, the White House Task Force on Celebrating America's 250th Birthday, in partnership with the America 250 Commission, will host the Great American State Fair on the National Mall. This will be a unifying, patriotic, family-friendly event that will feature exhibits from all 50 states and attract visitors from around the world. Over the next year, state and county fairs will be part of the Great American State Fair and feature America's American 250 programming. Additional America 250 celebrations announced by President Trump at the kickoff celebration include the Patriot Games, an athletic competition for high school students across the country. Led by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Patriot Games will be a nationally televised, first-of-its-kind youth athletics competition featuring athletes from all 50 states. The One Big Beautiful Bill includes funding for events, celebrations, and activities in support of America 250. As we prepare to celebrate this momentous milestone in our nation's history, President Trump has invited communities of faith to pray for our country and to give thanks for the gift of freedom. So a call to prayer. Celebrating American greatness. To honor America's founding in 1776, President Trump will showcase our nation and celebrate American greatness. President Trump will create a new outdoor National Garden of American Heroes park featuring statues of 250 American heroes. If you remember back whenever, I think it was 2021, and they were burning wherever that was, they were having all the riots. They tried to destroy a lot of the statues or memorials. So they confiscated them and put them in storage till they could be restored and put back in place. The One Big Beautiful Bill includes funding to create these statues and build this new national landmark. So we know our history. We don't have someone that's stolen our history, and we don't know our history, which the Bible ought to be the one that stands above all of them. Every department agency has robust plans to celebrate our nation's 250th birthday. Every federal building will be patriotically decorated for a set period of time in 2026. The American 250 Commission and the White House Task Force are working with the private sector on this grand celebration. The America 250 Commission has major tentpole initiatives planned, including America Innovate, expositions showcasing American innovation over the last 250 years and what America can achieve in the future. Promises made, promises kept. President Trump is fulfilling his campaign promise to give America's founding in 1776 the incredible anniversary it truly deserves. President Trump is delivering and expanding upon his promise in 2023 to host a year-long Great American State Fair. President Trump is delivering on his promise in 2023 to create the brand new Patriot Games. President Trump is following through on his promise in 2023 to bring back the National Guard of American Heroes to honor the greatest Americans of all time. When President Trump returned to office, he immediately signed an executive order to sustain the momentum for his first term to build a National Guard of American Heroes and protect Americans' monuments from vandalism. President Trump is following through on his invitation to encourage America's religious communities to pray for our nation. Okay, let me see. I don't think I have. Yeah. This is President Trump's plan to rededicate the nation to God. President Trump has announced plans to rededicate the United States as one nation under God, an initiative supported by various religious and conservative leaders. This effort is often linked to the upcoming 250th anniversary of American independence. Key components of this plan include a major prayer gathering on the National Mall, a call for Americans to dedicate an hour each week to prayer through the America Prays Initiative, and a focus on restoring religious liberty and Judeo-Christian values in the nation. The president has stated that he believes bringing religion back will lead to an improvement in the country's overall condition, and that the nation's strength is tied to the strength of its faith. He has also linked his personal experiences to divine intervention, stating he was saved by God to make America great again. As part of this initiative, President Trump has vowed to eradicate anti-Christian bias within the federal government, proposing a task force led by Attorney General Pam Bondi. This task force would aim to halt discrimination in agencies like the Department of Justice, the IRS, and the FBI, and to prosecute anti-Christian violence and vandalism. He also announced the creation of a Presidential Commission on Religious Liberty, emphasizing that rights originate from God other than the government. Trump's administrative views, the protection of religious freedom is foundational to a free society and aims to defend the rights of Christians and religious believers nationwide. These efforts are presented as a restoration of America's Christian origin and a commitment to Judeo-Christian values that are seen as foundational to the nation's existence. Okay, that's all I'm going to read on that. I think that was all of that. Okay. So I wanted you to see that because I want you to see that he has been moving in this direction. Whether people think so or not, people make comments, well, he ain't doing enough, and he ain't this, he isn't doing this. But I want you to know he is doing it. He's on the job. He's been on the job 24/7, and we don't know how long. Maybe his whole life. He's been trained and raised up for this time and this hour. And the Reformation is taking place right now. So.